Okay, so we are doing this. I'm nervous, but
you're not.
I'm not in it. Welcome to Mind in Your 20s. I'm your host and my name is Daisy, and this is a podcast and a space for us to talk about mental health, the highs and the lows of our 20s, and all things psychology. I feel like people say that your 20s is one of like the best decades of your life, and I feel like it's very overwhelming, from navigating careers, friendships, to relationships. There's so many different things that, you know, happens in your 20s. There's so much growth, so much change. And I feel like this is a space where we can have fun, lighthearted, and open and vulnerable conversations about mental health. I've been really excited to launch this podcast. I think it's been one of those things where I've studied psychology. I want to become a psychologist, and I openly try to encourage conversations amongst my friends about psychology and about mental health. Mind in Your 20s is just going to be an amazing space for us to be able to have conversations and for us to be able to speak and talk about what being in your 20s is like, what it comes with, and the difficulties and the challenges that we all go through and that most people in their 20s have to deal with. So welcome to Mind in Your 20s. I'm just going to talk about why I started. I started Mind in Your 20s because, as someone who is aspiring to be a psychologist, there's so many challenges, there's so many things that we all go through, and I didn't feel like there was a space or a podcast, rather, that, you know, that openly discusses these things. I wanted to be able to open this space up to sit down with my friends and my family and people that are in their 20s, for all of us to be able to have open and honest conversations about the things that we all go through within this decade. We're going to cover many topics. We're going to cover difficult topics such as mental health and the stresses that that comes with. I feel like we lose things in our 20s, but we also gain things. So I'm going to be able to, you know, have these conversations that spark people understanding and wanting to know more about their mental health and wanting to know more about understanding why they feel the way they feel, and you know, how things affect them, whether that's dealing with things like self-doubt or handling career changes, relationship changes, friendships. There's many things that we're going to be talking about, and sometimes it'll be just me sharing my experience, and other times I'll have someone with me and we'll be able to have, you know, a conversation about all the things in your 20s. What I'm going to do for this first episode is similar to, if you've ever seen Vogue's 73 questions, I am going to ask myself, I'm going to ask myself 23 questions, just so that you guys get to know me a bit more, your host, and, you know, you get to see my insight on things and how I'm navigating my 20s. I mean, I'm only 3 years into my 20s, and I'm around people who are at the end of their 20s. I'm around people that are at the beginning of their 20s. And I just feel like there's so many things that we've all dealt with, and there's so many things we've all gone through that share similarities, or there's some differences. But at the same time, I feel like within our 20s, we all go through similar experiences. And this is going to be a space where we're going to be able to discuss that. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's fun, but your 20s comes with a lot of different emotions and experiences, and I would just love to open up that space to be able to talk about these things. Let's get into question number one. What inspired me to start this podcast? I've always had a passion for psychology, especially as I've grown up. I've realized the importance of prioritizing your mental health and being able to have people in a space where you feel comfortable, and, you know, you're allowed to be vulnerable and you're not judged for the things that you say. And, you know, it's just being able to really, you know why you feel the way you feel, or like why something has affected you, or, you know, even things like, did my childhood like make me the way I am? You know what I mean? It's just things like that have always been interesting to me. And stepping into my 20s, I've definitely experienced a lot of emotions that I needed to understand more. And, you know, I'm glad and I'm grateful that I've had people around me that I'm able to have these conversations with. But I wanted to be able to, like, open up that space for others to, you know, sit here and watch and just come along the journey. Because at the end of the day, whether you are in your 20s, whether you're about to enter your 20s, whether you're in your 30s, your 40s, this is going to be a space for you to reflect back on things that are happening in your 20s, and, you know, learn to like just grow and just be able to freely be yourself and understand that comes with it's different things. What's one word I'd use to describe my 20s so far? Interesting. I feel like interesting is a bit of a boring word, but I think I've just gone through a lot and I've had amazing moments and I've also had moments that have really, really affected me. I believe in God and I'm so grateful that he's gotten me to where I am today. Yeah, so far my 20s has definitely been interesting and I wonder what's in store for the rest of my 20s. What's the biggest lesson I've learned in my 20s? If you believe in something, go for it. I think there's times where I've really doubted myself in things that I've wanted to do, especially like this podcast, because I know I'm interested in psychology. I know I really want to speak about mental health, but it's not an easy thing for people to do. But when you're passionate about something, I think it's, you know, you have to take that risk. You have to take that risk to see what the reward is for you. And I guess that's what I'm sitting here doing right now. What's something I wish more people talked about when it came to this decade? I guess like the challenges of it all, like, and how fast it goes. I feel like within your 20s, whether you're starting a new job, whether you've left uni, or whether you're in a relationship or you're leaving a relationship, there's just so many things that happen. And like, it can get really overwhelming. And I think I wish more people, I guess, that have left their 20s, you know, they really, really are open about like how fast it moves, because I guess you shouldn't take these years for granted, but it moves so fast. Like, I wish, you know, people told me like really, really enjoy the moment and the space that you're in right now, because in a blink of an eye, like, maybe I'll be 30. Not yet, hopefully, but soon enough. What's a piece of advice I'd give to my younger self? I think I tell my younger self to try harder. I think I definitely, like, in terms of, like, in school, I got a bit comfortable and complacent. And I think that made me just be really laid back. And I knew from probably around, like, year 9 that I wanted to do psychology. And I think I would have told myself to just try harder in my studies, because although I wanted to do psychology, I originally wanted to do psychiatry and I hated maths. So I wish I told myself to just try harder in maths so that I would have been able to go to like med school, do like A-levels maths and biology, but I didn't do that. So yeah. What's my go-to way to clear my mind when I'm overwhelmed? Recently, my go-to way to like just chill myself out is generally, if it's not going to the gym, I'll probably call my friends and yap on the phone. I think I love a phone call, I love a FaceTime. So if I'm overwhelmed, that's probably what I'll do. But if it's not the gym or yapping with my friends, it will definitely be watching a series. I love series. I'm a series girl through and through. There's so many things I watch. And I'm currently watching a show called Children Ruin Everything on Netflix. And that's definitely made me think about my 20s. And am I going to have kids before 30? I've definitely like been thinking about that. What's one book or podcast or quote that has changed my perspective? I recently read a book called What Happened to You by Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Perry. And it definitely gave me insight on how much your childhood can really affect what your adulthood is going to look like and what your relationships are going to look like and what kind of person you would be. And it's made me want to be like just more empathetic on people, because not everything is their fault, and it's not like why are you the way you are, but it's just like what happened to you. And I think it takes a lot to consider what happened to someone and why they are the way they are. So I think reading that book has definitely given me the insight to just be a bit more empathetic to people, because again, you don't know people's upbringing, you don't know what they've gone through, you don't know what they've had to work through, what they've had to overcome. So it definitely just allowed me to be more understanding and patient with people. How do I handle self-doubt? I think handling self-doubt, I doubt myself. I'm someone that actually doubts myself a lot, whether it's this podcast, whether it's starting my business, career choices. I've definitely along the way doubted myself a lot, and it's been intense. It's definitely been intense. I think if I don't pray about it again, I think I'm so glad that I have the support system of friends that I have, because
they're always a call away and I can always talk to them. So if I am, you know, ever doubting myself, sometimes I look at the things that I've achieved. Sometimes I just tell myself, like, cool, you can do X, Y, Z, and you've done X, Y, Z. So don't stress it, you know, just like start. I think even start with this podcast, it's just I doubted myself because I didn't know if this was something that people are going to be open to wanting to hear and to get involved in. Because at the end of the day, I think this is a community and this is a space where, like, I want to be open, I want to be honest, and I want to be vulnerable, but that's not the easiest thing for people to do. So, you know, I did doubt myself, but I recognized this is my passion, this is what I want to do, and I hope along the way that, you know, people can support me and encourage me to keep going, because I do think mental health and being in your 20s and all that that comes with is something worth talking about. What's the best career advice I've ever received? When I did my placement with the NHS, my supervisor, I was kind of just like, I asked him, am I going to be a good psychologist? Because I felt like I hadn't endured or like experienced extreme or really intense trauma that's like really uprooted my life. And I just felt like, did I need to have that to be the best psychologist I could be? And he just told me, like, it's not about what you go through, it's about like the work that you're willing to put in and the patience and the understanding you're willing to have about someone else's experiences and to not judge them for it. So I think that's probably the best career advice I've received thus far, to just like really be patient and understanding with people. One thing about your 20s is that, you know, there's so many things that can happen, and I think that it's all about like trial and error and trying different things and going for new things and finding new hobbies, meeting new people. I think there's just so many things that go into being in your 20s, and it can definitely be fun, but it can also be a roller coaster full of emotions that you don't know how to handle and you don't know how to experience and deal with. If I could have dinner with any three people, who would they be? Who would I have dinner with? I think I'd have dinner with my granddad if I could bring him back onto this earth, because my mom was just, she's like the youngest of 16 and she was so like fond of her dad, and she always tells me like he would have loved me, and I would have loved to have met him. That's definitely one person I would have loved to have dinner with. Also, if he was alive, I'd love to have dinner with Sigmund Freud. I think I would love to really understand why he went with what he went with, why that was his practice, why he chose to explore that part of psychology and psychoanalysis. The last person I would want to have dinner with, I probably could have dinner with him, but it's my brother. He's my everything. I love him so much. What's one myth about my 20s that I want to debunk? I feel like as girls or as women, we have this timeline of I want to have a job and I want to get married and I want to have kids. And since I've started like my journey in my career, kids, marriage, I'm considering them for my 30s rather than my 20s now. I just want to debunk that you don't have to have it all figured out by 30. You don't have to be solid in your career by 30. You don't have to make £1 million. I mean, it would be nice, but you don't have to do these things, because like your timeline can change, things do change. So it's just a little bit of like grace to yourself, you know, like if you don't stick to your timeline, it's okay. Like it's okay for things to change and for plans to change. What's my favorite form of self-care? Probably the gym. I think the gym is just like my happy place. Not even necessarily if I'm feeling sad, but just like, I love being in the gym. I love knowing that I'm being active and I'm working out, I'm working on myself. So I guess that's my best form of self-care. What's one habit that has improved my mental health? Again, I think it's being active. I think some days I'm like, I don't want to be at the gym or I don't want to work out. And then I get there and I'm just like, I needed this. That was really, really good for my mindset. That was really good for my mental health. So yeah, the gym, I guess. What's a moment in my 20s that made me feel really proud? I've got two moments. My brother wasn't well for a bit and that stopped his career. But like when he got that green light and I saw him get back on that pitch and play football again, I can't even express the level of joy that I felt when that happened. It was so like, and when I was there, I didn't know if I should cry or if I should just like be happy. I didn't cry, but it genuinely felt like, wow. One, God, there's nothing that God can't do. Two, when you see someone put in so much work into their passion and their craft and their purpose, it is such a beautiful sight. And it was just one of them things where I looked at my brother and I was just like, the strength that God has placed in you and the strength that you have, I need that. If I had an ounce of that, it wouldn't have even taken me this long to start this podcast. And as for myself, I think when I graduated from my master's, that was a really big achievement for me, because when I completed my undergrad, I felt like everyone's completed their undergrad. It didn't really feel like an achievement for her. I kind of just was just like, everyone goes to uni. But that's not the case. A lot of people dropped out. A lot of people don't even get the opportunity to go to uni. So when it came to my master's, I felt like, you know what? Not everyone is doing their master's. Not everyone goes this far. So I just was really proud of myself in comparison to like my first degree. That was definitely a personal experience of me feeling proud of myself. What's a mistake that I've made that turned out to be a great lesson? What's a mistake that I've made? I don't think I make mistakes personally. No, I do. We all do. But I'm trying to think. I'm not even sure. We might have to just come back to that, because I actually can't think right now. What's the biggest fear when it comes to my future? I think what I'm not necessarily fearful of, maybe just like a little bit anxious, because I guess things do change and you never know what can happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. So I think my biggest fear is probably just like hoping it all works out. The time and the effort I've put into 2 psychology degrees and going on this journey of becoming a clinical psychologist, it's just, I hope it works out, and I hope I love it. And I understand that it's a demanding field, it's a demanding job, but I just hope that, you know, your girl loves it, and I hope I'm a good psychologist and my patients love me. That's it. I don't want to be fearful of it. I want to be excited for it, regardless of like what that entails. If I could instantly master any skill, what would it be? I'd want to be like a mathematical genius. I think being good with numbers is like so good. I'm not bad with numbers. I'm just more of a words girl. In school, I was always English or science, as in biology. I hated chemistry. I hated physics. Tell a lie. I wish I could sing. Because if I could sing, then like, it'd just be amazing. Because like singing is like everything. Music's everything. So no, I'm even lying. I think I'd be one of, like, if I could master any skill, I'd want to be able to play any instrument ever. What's one thing I'm currently working on to improve about myself? I'm really working on just like being, not even necessarily like being the best version of myself, believing in myself. I think I'm really working on self-doubt and how much I push myself to go for the things I want. Stepping out of your comfort zone is something that I'm really trying to do. I think I'm only trying to do that now at 23. When I was 20, 21, I wasn't feeling right. I mean, I feel like I've always been a confident person, but when it came to psychology and my craft and businesses and stuff, I felt like I lacked. So it kind of like forced me to just be like, do you know what? Don't put aside. But I'm really working on just believing in myself and just really, really going for the things that I want to do. What's something exciting coming up for Mind in your 20s? Every single episode after this, that is something that is exciting, and you guys should all look forward to tuning in and hearing, because we're gonna have amazing conversations and it's gonna be so fun. I can't wait to sit down with other people in their 20s and see their perspective on things and how they deal with things and the experience that we've shared, or things that are so different that, you know, I've never even thought about. That's something that's exciting that I'm actually very much looking forward to. What's something I've learned this year that changed my perspective? I mean, 2025 just started, so I want to say, let's say I look at the year of like being 23, which was since last year June. Things can change that you couldn't even picture yesterday. You couldn't picture a month ago. You couldn't picture a year ago. And it's being able to deal with that change, like facing it head on and being in the best mindset to be able to deal with things that really can like shake you and trouble you. Things happen, like things can dramatically and suddenly happen. I hope I can always be in the best headspace to deal with those things when they come at me. What's the most unexpected thing you've discovered about yourself in your 20s? I think I've discovered that I'm more shy than I thought. When it came to starting a business, I have a little small jewelry business called May and Set. When it came to starting that and even starting Man in Your 20s, I think I was a lot more like scared. And as someone who like, if someone asked me, am I confident? I would say yes. When it came to my business or things I was starting, I was definitely just like, I don't think I've got the confidence for this. So I think learning that I'm really putting myself out there and trying these things and starting regardless whether I'm scared, anxious, whatever the case, it's shocked me because I just thought I would have these ideas and just never really do anything about them. So I'm glad I've actually like started and your girl's making a change. If you had to pick one word to describe the next decade of your life, what would it be? Loving. I think I'm in a space right now where I feel so loved and so supported by my friends and my family, and I just hope the rest of my life feels like that, not just my 20s. I hope I'm always surrounded by people that care about me and they encourage me to be my best self. I think that's like the best thing for me, and that's what I've known and learned throughout my life, but definitely in the last 3 years of my 20s for sure, that being around people that care about you and love you is just, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And the last question, if you could leave listeners with one piece of advice, what would it be? Mental health, doesn't matter whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether you're having a good day, whether you're having a bad day, it is important. It is not a sign of weakness. It is not something that you're going through alone. So many other people out there are going through what you're going through. And to know that it's okay. Things do happen, and knowing that there is someone out there that wants to help you, or there is help out there that you can get and it's accessible, and to really, as difficult as it may be, like ask someone for help. I feel like a lot of people don't want to do that. Someone is there to help you, and you don't have to go through what you're going through alone. And just to, you know, round up, I just want to say being in your 20s is a whirlwind of emotions, and things change, you lose people, you gain people, you strengthen friendships, you start new hobbies, you find new skills, you just navigate life. There's just so many things that happen within your 20s, and I want this to be a space for us to be able to just sit down and, you know, have these conversations. I hope you guys are willing to do that, to be a part of this community. Mine in Your 20s is going to be available on Apple Podcasts and YouTube, so I hope you guys subscribe, you listen, and you know, we'll figure this out together. We will figure out our 20s together. So thank you, and welcome to Mind in Your 20s.